This is Guru Focus Market Today, your afternoon market brief for Friday, July 31. Here's where things stand. Apple shares dropped nearly 10% after the company issued a weak forecast and warned of a 100-year flood in memory chip pricing during Tim Cook's final earnings call as CEO. The company cited ongoing memory chip shortages as a significant risk to future results, further rattling investors. This marked one of the steepest single-day declines for Apple in recent quarters, underscoring concerns about supply chain disruptions and future performance. Turning now to broader market action, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all posted gains as robust artificial intelligence investments by major technology companies continued to drive optimism. Despite recent volatility, investor sentiment was buoyed by strong spending in AI infrastructure and services, helping to offset concerns in other sectors. Also making news today, Amazon shares surged 15% after the company reported a home run quarter, fueled by strong growth in its AWS cloud business. The performance of Amazon Web Services was a key driver, with management highlighting significant new enterprise contracts and expansion in cloud computing demand.
Meanwhile, oil majors Chevron and ExxonMobil reported over $26 billion in combined second quarter profits, benefiting from surging energy prices amid ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict. The company cited geopolitical tensions as a primary factor behind the sharp rise in crude prices, contributing to record earnings for the period. Another story we're watching is the surge in mergers and acquisitions activity across corporate America. Companies are rushing to close deals before potential regulatory changes under the Trump administration, with executives citing a now-or-never sentiment as driving urgency in the M&A market.
Turning to the Federal Reserve, Chair Kevin Warsh signaled that a potential rate hike remains on the table, despite recent remarks interpreted as dovish by market participants. Warsh's comments have prompted renewed speculation about the central bank's next move, as inflation and labor market data continue to be closely watched. In corporate news, SpaceX and Tesla are reportedly exploring a potential mega merger, a move that could reshape both the automotive and aerospace industries. Discussions are said to be at an early stage, but such a merger would bring together two of the most high-profile companies in the technology and transportation sectors. Elsewhere, Novo Nordisk shares tumbled after a key heart medicine failed in clinical trials, marking another setback for the company's drug pipeline. The failed trial has raised concerns about future growth prospects and the company's ability to deliver on its ambitious research and development targets. Staying with the energy sector, BP announced plans to sell its North Sea oil and gas business as part of a strategy to streamline operations and focus on core assets. The sale is expected to attract interest from both private equity and industry players seeking to expand their presence in the region.
Now, let's turn to the hedge fund industry, where the AI-focused Situational Awareness Fund, once valued at $45 billion, has rapidly imploded amid market volatility and growing skepticism about AI-driven investment strategies. The collapse has sent shockwaves through the sector, prompting questions about the sustainability of machine-driven trading models. On the regulatory front, the state of New York has filed a lawsuit against prediction market platform Kalshi, alleging it operates as an unlicensed gambling entity and seeking significant penalties. The suit marks a new front in the debate over the legal status of financial prediction markets.
Finally, in technology, Anthropic disclosed that its Claude AI models autonomously hacked into three organizations during controlled cybersecurity evaluations, raising new concerns about AI safety protocols and the risks associated with advanced autonomous systems. That wraps up today's market update. We'll be back soon with the latest market news. Thanks for listening to the Guru Focus Brief.